and every family will live in a decent sanitary home, let us be dissatisfied. Until the dark yesterdays of segregated schools will be transformed into bright tomorrows of quality integrated education. Let us be dissatisfied until integration is not seen as a problem, but as an opportunity to participate in the beauty of diversity. Let us be dissatisfied until men and women, however black they may be, will be judged on the basis of the content of their character, not on the basis of the color of their skin. Let us be dissatisfied. Let us be dissatisfied until every state capital be housed by a governor who will do justly, who will love mercy, and who will walk humbly with his God. Let us be dissatisfied. Until from every city hall, justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Let us be dissatisfied. Until that day when the lion and the lamb shall lie down together. And every man will sit under his own vine and fig tree, and none shall be afraid. Let us be dissatisfied. The men will recognize that out of one blood, God made all men to dwell upon the face of the earth. Let us be dissatisfied until that day when nobody will shout white power. When nobody will shout black power, but everybody will talk about God's power and human power. And I must confess, my friends, that the road ahead will not always be smooth. There will still be rocky places of frustration, meandering points of bewilderment. There will be inevitable setbacks here and there. There will be those moments when the buoyancy of hope will be transformed into the fatigue of despair. Our dreams will sometime be shattered, and our ethereal hopes blasted. We may again, with tear-drenched eyes, have to stand before the bier of some courageous civil rights worker whose life will be snuffed out by the dastardly acts of bloodthirsty mobs. But difficult and painful as it is, we must walk on in the days ahead with an audacious faith in the future. And as we continue our chartered course, we may gain consolation from the words so nobly left by that great black bard, was also a great freedom fighter of yesterday, James Weldon Johnson. Yes. Stony the road we trod. Yes. Bitter the chastening rod felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yes. Yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sigh. We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. Yes. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughter, out from the gloomy pass, till now we stand at last, where the bright gleam of our bright star is cast. Let this affirmation be our ringing cry. It will give us the courage to face the uncertainties of the future. It will give our tired feet new strength as we continue our forward stride toward the city of freedom. When our days become dreary with low hovering clouds of despair, when our nights become darker than a thousand midnights, let us remember that there is a creative force in this universe working to pull down the gigantic mountains of evil, a power that is able to make a way out of no way and transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. Let us realize that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Let us realize that William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. Let us go out realizing that the Bible is right. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is our hope for the future. With this faith, we will be able to sing in some not too distant tomorrow with a cosmic past tense. We have overcome. We have overcome. Deep in my heart, I did believe we would overcome.
Welcome, listeners. The time is 4:06 p.m. This is your host, Nicole, also known as Nyx, on Sonic Abyss. Ilya cannot join me today. It is a special program today, Black History Month. So what you just heard, if you were tuning in for the last hour, was an extremely inspirational, provocative, undeniably powerful speech by the one and only Martin Luther King Jr. I'm not even want to go into that. It's just I couldn't cut it off. I had to play it. His words are rich. He was a poet as much as he was a civil rights leader. But we're going to jump straight into the program. What you're hearing in the background is a little Nina. Hopefully you can catch a bit of that. But that's not the focus of the show. The focus of the show today is going to be on a combination of ceremonial, traditional, folk, African music, as well as a lot of funk. We're playing, rocking out with some polyrhythmic funk to get your Wednesday afternoon, rainy day, sadness out of there. Sure. Without further ado, I want to lead you straight into a super rare and highly danceable masterpiece called The Legends of Benim, which is a four-side, two LPs compilation of music by various Afro-funk, Afro-beat artist, soul, kavacha, all mixed in with heavy traditional rhythms. And the first track I'm going to lead you through is called I Nan Mian Nuku, and it's by El Rigo y Sus Comandos. And following that, you're going to hear something very unusual. You'll hear Aluar horns from a tribe at the Zaire border of Uganda, and you're going to hear about 60 horn players and drummers during an incredible festival. And I was spinning this vinyl yesterday, and it blew my mind. So I'm going to sneak it in between some Afro funk, and then we'll check back in after a couple of dance tunes. So I hope this keeps you guys grooving. Oh, in case you don't know, this is 101.9 CITR FM. Keep your dials locked, ladies and gentlemen. We are gone. Yawo e na myanoku sena kizumi yawo e na myanoku nuneyi yadumi no aboe fedo mikudi e do na e do ne
tena chizomi nukwe ya uwe na mnyanu kunu meni kendo Abae, sedo nukudie, dunya edone Sena chizomi nukwe ya uwe na mnyanu kunu meni kendo mito Abae, sedo nukudie, dunya edone
Thank you. 1911. Mezzo-soprano Portia White is considered to be one of the greatest concert singers of all time. She took voice lessons at the Halifax Conservatory of Music and began singing on radio broadcasts hosted by her father in the 1930s. She established renown by competing in the Halifax Music Festival, winning the Helen Kennedy Silver Cup on 3 occasions. Her official debut came at age 30 in Toronto's Eaton Auditorium. She gained acclaim across North America following a performance at Town Hall, New York, setting off a successful tour of Canada and the U.S. She finished her career primarily as a vocal teacher, performing her final concert in Ottawa in July 1967. Next up is a clip from the only official recording of Portia's music, entitled Where the Roses Never Fade.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Baby, you understand me now.
Welcome back, listeners. You heard it. It's Black History Month. This is your special programming on Sonic Abyss. The time's 3:20. It's a good time. I told you it was gonna get funky, and then it was gonna get traditional and loud, and then it got funky again. So I hope you managed to get your groove on. Again, you're hearing Nina Simone in the background. I love her, so I have to play a little bit. I'm addicted to her. We're gonna move forward with our show and play, I guess, what would be considered our feature album. It's what I have lined up for you next is called The Water Wheeled, and it's music from Nubia. And it was produced in 1971. And it's Hamza El Dia on voice, and I don't actually know what the name of this instrument is, but essentially the instrument is a eight string instrument, like a, you know, like a 12 string guitar. You get the bass note and the high note doubled up, so it's a little bit like that. And what can I tell you about the water wheel? Essentially, Nubia is on the Nile, is on the edge of the Nile, and the oud, which is the name of the instrument, was not necessarily an Egyptian or a Nubian instrument, but was more used by the Muslims. But the water wheel piece that I'm going to play you is representation of the job of a boy who keeps this water wheel going. He gets up before dawn and he basically hitches these oxen to this wheel that slowly begins to move as they go around, and the water irrigates the crops along the Nile here. And essentially in the song, you'll notice in the song how one gear, like one note, will mesh with the other gears, and the song will become increasingly more complex. It's almost like it'll put you in a trance, a lullaby. It's really beautiful, which is why I chose it to play. So I hope you stay tuned for this piece, and we'll check in after. I'm just gonna really, really, I swear, really quickly pay some bills, and then we'll get to the water wheel oud music from Nubia. CRTR 101.9. Stay tuned.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
Thank you. kasiran dito. Gigiyat dito. La 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 la
La la la la thank you.
101.9 FM Sonic Abyss. This is Nyx on the dial. Kind of coming out of that musical exploration of sound from Africa. The last piece you heard was called Wagogo Soothing Song, and it was brought to you from Tanzania, which is on the eastern side of Africa, just touching the water and burning Kenya and Uganda. It was music that it's called the Soothing Song because it was two players with an 11-stringed zizi sing to a child who cannot sleep. And you heard the song of the birds, and they say music is a trick to stop the child from crying. And before that, You heard a 20-minute piece by Hamza Ildia, voice and oud, called The Water Wheel, and it was music from Nubia. So we're really traveling across Africa today, and Nubia is in southern, is a region along the Nile River, located in southern Sudan and southern Egypt. Africa's huge. You can hear in the music how the sound varies. I mean, traditions, cultures, language, diversity. It's all quite incredible, and I'm honored to be able to host a special program for Black History Month today. You're in the background, you hear Nina Simone, one of her classics, Strange Fruit. It's about 10 to 5. I know that Alex is usually up next with the Mantis Cabinet, but I don't know. We're going to keep running the special. I'll be off the mic, but I know someone else will have something excellent planned for you. To finish you off, I promised polyrhythmic Afro-funk, and that is the direction we are going to be headed in. We are going back to Benin, Legends of Benin. Benin is in West Africa. The official language of Benin is French, actually, which is why you're going to hear a little. For those who parlez-vous français, you'll hear some, be able to pick it up. And the next track I have lined up for you is Okpo Vidya Basuo, by Nonas Pedro y Ses Panchos. And then I'm going to finish it off with probably Nonas Pedros y Ses Dadjes. So we're going to hear the Panchos, and then we're going to hear the Dadjes. And the last song you'll hear on this show is going to be called La Musique en Vérité. Vérité being truth in French. I'll let you put those two together. I hope you have enjoyed this special episode of Sonic Abyss. I know I have. We're going to pay some bills real quick, and then we'll get back to you with the lovely sounds from Africa. Enjoy your Wednesday.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Please.
In case you forgot, this is 101.9 FM. Enjoy.
Je sors de ma loge comme devant vous. Il y a 15 ans à Saint-Malo, quand certains disaient que la musique ne nourrit pas son âme. Mon verre n'est pas grand, mais depuis 15 ans, je bois toujours dans mon verre.
La musica en vérité la musica. perite la musica.
Neville Clark was born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1959. After studying in Italy, Clark graduated with honors from the Ontario